let the clutch out.
It's time to switch gears from politics and hit the open road, whether you drive on the right or the left. So buckle up. Check your mirrors.
Monday, Tuesday.
I got it.
Yep.
This is the way to spend hump day. That's right. You know something, John, and I thought of you when I covered the story, so I saved it. Do you know the best day to gas up your car?
Well, I know it's not Friday, and I'm pretty sure it's not Monday. I'm going to go today.
Wow. I can't believe that I stumped the car doctor. Wow. No, it actually is Monday, John. For some strange reason, starting today that the gas stations start playing with prices, and they say Monday morning on your way to work, even though you might run late, that's the time that people get the best price. I don't know, because to me, John, you know my car, so I'm just gassing up all the time.
Yeah.
It's kind of like me washing my car. I just go and get gas. I wash the car. What am I going
to
do?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm the same way. I if I don't go anywhere other than back and forth to work, I do 500 miles on my car. So I'm getting gas all the time.
Well, John, the new Subaru Outback, and again, I think these are the best kind of cars, to be honest with you. I mean, I love my SUV, don't get me wrong. But, you know, naturally, unless you're a big radio star like myself and can afford to pay for that gas, that the crossover cars that you have are probably your best bet. So the redesigned 2020 Subaru Outback is on its way and will be based on a recently revealed Legacy sedan. You know anything about that one?
Well, I know that Subaru is kind of funny, because what Subaru does is they take one platform and they just expand it. And they came out with a new platform for the Forester last year.
Right.
So this new Outback is going to be built on this new platform. And you're right. For most people, SUVs are really, really the thing to go to. That wasn't their, you know, it wasn't their parents' minivan. It wasn't their grandparents' station wagon.
Right.
And that's what appeals to them. Subaru over the years has had some struggles with some car quality, but in the last few years they've been doing really well, and the Outback needed a refresh because it had been the same for quite a while.
Right.
So it really is good. In fact, I got a little bit of, well, it could be bad news, not sure how next Wednesday,
yeah,
I'm going to be Tuesday night into Wednesday, I'm going to be driving into New York to go to the auto show preview.
What?
The problem, yeah, so I'm going but on Wednesday night coming home, I may be stuck in traffic. Who knows what's going to happen? But we may be doing this over the phone. We might be doing this from the Long Island Expressway. I don't know where I'll be next
week. Well, listen, hopefully if you're down there, you'll be having great pastrami and a piece of Junior's cheesecake.
Well, I mean, I'm hoping for some good deli.
Yeah, you got to have good deli. Hey, by the way, I thought of this article when I saw it for you. There was a bar find, a 68 Ford Mustang Shelby GT500. By the way, it's up for auction if you want to try to get it, John. I don't know. But do you remember those Mustangs? And again, they've tried to recreate them, but believe me, you can't recreate perfection. They came out with the Shelby, then it was the Cobra.
Right.
Then it was all that other stuff. Were you a huge Mustang guy, or were you more of a vet guy?
Well, I was never a vet guy because I'm a poor guy. I'm not,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
but
me
when
too.
When I was 17 years old, I owned a 66 Mustang convertible.
Wow.
And if I still had it today, I could probably buy a house. But
right.
it was a cheap car, and I was never, you know, back, especially in my teenage years, you were a Ford guy or a Chevy guy. I was really a Chevy guy, but this Mustang sort of had a certain appeal to me. It was fire engine red, four speed V8 engine, four barrel carbureted, loud exhaust. My father wondered what I was doing when I got it. And it was a probably pretty questionable car to start off with. But then they came out, Carroll Shelby came out, took the Plain Jane Mustangs and turned them into real high performance cars. And over the years, there's been the 65, 66. And then
right.
they even at one point, Hertz, actually, you could go to Hertz, and you can actually still do it today. You can go to Hertz, and you can get a Hertz Shelby Edition Ford Mustang. And I know a guy who's got a 66 Hertz Shelby. He's got a 95 Hertz Shelby. Wow. And the last year, I think, was a 2016 Hertz Shelby. And the rumor was, way back in the 60s, that you could rent one of these Shelbys, and what people would do is they'd race them over the weekend. So, of course, when you raced it, you had to put a roll bar inside of it, a cage inside of it.
Right.
And then return it back to the rental place. And then when people would buy them, when they came out of the rental place, they'd pull the carpets out and they'd see holes in the floor where they welded in roll cages and raced them on the weekends. So,
So the
Shelby Mustang is a pretty interesting car. You look at some of the original ones, and they were big engines and small cars. And I had the opportunity to meet Carroll Shelby years ago, and just what you expect him to be, big imposing guy from Texas, soft spoken, but he knew how to make cars go fast.
You know, John, and I'm going to be, I guess my dad was pretty lucky. It was my kid brother that liked the speed, and I liked the luxury, but he had a 69 442 convertible. My brother was, now me, always loved the big cars. I mean, my dad had the big Buick LeSabre and the Cadillacs, and my grandfather had Buicks. But anyway, I guess the gray hair for speed was with my brother. Hey, by the way, the Chevelle El Camino SS, Jimmy Buffett's old one, the 72, is also going to be on the auction block, Barrett Jackson Auction in Palm Beach. You do have a week or so to get in to, no, I'm lying to you. You only have, because I got this last week for you. You only have a day or two to get in your bid, John, for this 72 Chevrolet that was driven by, I guess, Jimmy Buffett. Maybe it has special cup holders so that you can waste away again with your margaritas.
It could be a place to put a burger in paradise or something inside there.
Exactly.
The 72 El Camino, I will admit, is not my favorite. My wife is a big Jimmy Buffett fan, so she'd
When's your anniversary?
It's in December. Whoa. But I saw he has actually pretty odd car collection. He had a very nice late 50s Mercedes convertible. He likes the convertibles.
He lives in Margaritaville, Joe.
Well, he's a little bit of a lie, though. All his songs are about being lazy. He's the workingest guy in the world.
I agree.
Yeah.
You gotta
pay bills. You know, he's got his hotels and his casinos now. Everybody thinks he's living in paradise. He's actually, I think he lives in New York. So.
Well, all I can tell you is I'm sure Mrs. Buffett is having a great time with her working all the time.
You never hear about Mrs. Buffett.
Yeah, imagine that. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe she wears a grass skirt. Who knows?
That could be.
It says here, John, a new industry group has been formed to create standards for developing, testing, and public use of fully automated vehicles. I don't see this happening. I mean, when we were kids, the Jetsons, I mean, their cars flew around, remember?
Oh, yeah.
And you could just press a button and Elroy would go right down to the schoolyard. And do you see these automated cars? I know that they're on the Seaport, by the way.
Yeah.
There's a couple of them. Yeah. When do you see? Do you see these, like, making a big thing in our lifetime?
Depends how long we're going to live.
Well, you've talked to my cardiologist, right?
Yeah, I think it's like when I talked to a retirement guy and I said to him, do I have enough money to retire? And he said to me, all you got to do is answer one question. How long are you going to live?
Right.
But I think what we'll see, we'll probably see some fleets have some level of self-driving. So, you know, maybe UPS or somebody,
really?
or there'll be caravans out in the highway that will all be kind of connected together. But as far as, you know, for you to go to the Cadillac dealership and say, hey, you know, I want to buy the latest Escalade, but I want one that drives itself. It'll be a long time coming before that happens. There'll be some, you know, you can get a Cadillac now with what they call Super Cruise, which, besides maintaining the speed of the cruise control and keeping a safe distance, it will actually change lanes for you. So you can hit the turn signal, go into the next lane. So there's some development, but all the development, it's funny. I got a call from somebody at New York Newsday yesterday or the day before, and it was a guy in a Tesla driving around going with his camera going, look how good this is. I don't have to do anything. It drives itself. And they wanted to know what my comment was. And I'm like, well, first off, Tesla says don't do that.
Right.
And secondly, holding your phone in your hand in New York's against the law. And the other law in New York says you got to have one hand on the wheel. So you're asking me to comment on somebody that's breaking a cell phone law, breaking a driving law, and being stupid.
Well, I'm going to tell you about New York, John. And again, as you all, as you know, over the past couple of years, I've dropped 150 pounds.
Right.
This is when I was bigger. I got called over to do a comedy skit for the NYPD, actually. And unbeknownst to me, I'm going down Broadway. Now, you know New York traffic, so you could talk to people all the way down the street because they're walking and walking faster than
you.
So I got my arm out the Escalade, my buddy's driving, and cop recognizes me and says, hey, aren't you the guy from Boston, that crazy guy on YouTube? I said, yeah. He says, give me your license. He says, and I want the registration of this guy. I go, what for? I'm not even driving. He says, you don't have a seatbelt on. I got a $100 ticket sitting in the passenger seat, right? And I says, well, it doesn't fit me. You know what the cop said to me? Typical New Yorker. He says, is it my fault that you ate that much? $100 ticket, speaking of the yacht. Anyway, so I don't know. All right. Now I want to see, I want to catch up with him now that I'm sexy now.
There you go.
Hey,
there you go.
Tell everybody what's coming up on Saturday and how to get a hold of you, and we love you.
Saturday, we're talking to a guy. His name is Danny Vantron. He invented a special light to keep, when you break down, to put by the corner of your car so you don't.